Welcome to the One Step Wealthier podcast, where I help you to get a little bit better every day and to achieve your financial goals. Follow along with me, and every week we will talk about all things personal development and personal finance. Together, we can get one step wealthier. In this week's episode, I wanted to talk about a topic that may be controversial for some, but I believe it is important to consider. At work, some people are constantly worried and scared. My parents, for example, are glued to the news about the war in Ukraine and Gaza. It seems like everywhere we turn, there is another tragic story or negative headline. But what if I told you that I stopped following the news and it actually improved my mental health and overall outlook on life? It is true that when we focus on things we can't control, it can have a negative impact on our well-being. If you have been watching something for months and haven't had any influence on it, it may be time to let it go. Instead, channel your energy towards the things you can control. This shift in mindset can give you a sense of confidence and autonomy. News sources tend to feature the negative events happening around the world, leading us to believe that the world is a dangerous and unpredictable place. However, I think that the reality is that we are living in a time where we have more rights and freedoms than ever before. While there are still challenges and injustices, we have come a long way in terms of progress. Imagine that not long ago, women barely had any rights. We couldn't own property, and we had to ask for our husband's permission to open a simple bank account. Also, minorities were facing constant discrimination. I am not saying that this is not happening now anywhere in the world, but I think now it is far better than before. Constantly following the news can also have a detrimental impact on our mental and emotional well-being. Studies show that people who are constantly exposed to negative news are more likely to experience fear and anxiety. Personally, I made the choice to stop following the news because I realized that if something truly important was happening, people would tell me about it. And this decision has allowed me to focus my attention on things I can control and make a positive impact on, rather than dwelling on the latest negative headlines. Also, when you are investing for the long run, any financial news about any market, ups and downs, become irrelevant. If I'm investing constantly, every single month, I don't need to see footage of panicking investors or articles that this time will be different. If the whole market was to crash and never recover, my investments would be the last thing I would have to worry about, because then we would have much bigger problems than my investments. I hope that my reflections have given you some new ideas. Remember, it is okay to prioritize your mental health and happiness by choosing to focus on things that bring you peace and positivity. So why not give it a try? Take a break from the news cycle and see how it affects your overall mindset and well-being. And if you have any questions or topics you'd like me to cover in future episodes, feel free to reach out to me on my Instagram or my email found in the description. Don't forget to like, subscribe, rate, and share this podcast with your friends and family. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the One Step Wealthier podcast. I will speak to you soon. You have just invested in your personal development by listening to this podcast. Thank you for being here and helping yourself to become one step wealthier. Don't forget to subscribe to access new content every week and to better yourself. Stay wealthy, and I hope that you have a wonderful day.